Thank you. As I mentioned, my name is Jeff Marvin. I'm a graduate student at Clemson University, and I'm looking at trying to reduce the amount of synthetic fungicides and controlling dollar spot. Dollar spot characterized by your tan leaf blade or a tan necrosis in the leaf blade bordered by a darker area. In turf, you see it as a small circular patch, usually 3 to 6 centimeters in diameter, and typically between 60 and 80 degrees temperatures when you find this. A couple pictures here indicating what I just previously talked about, your tan lesion bordered by a darker border, and then your infection in a overall setting there with the smaller, I guess, half dollar size patches in turf. Again, my objective, just determine the effectiveness of these organic fungicides in reducing the amount of synthetics required to control dollar spot and creeping bentgrass. Here's a product list. Using Dacanil, Altrex, Headway, Rhapsody, which is a Bacillus subtilis, EcoGuard, another Bacillus, Lycanformis. Paradigm is a rosemary, clove oil, wintergreen oil, and there should also be thyme oil in there. I apologize for that. Make it in there. And Regalia, which is an extract of Ranutria succulinensis, which is giant knotweed. Conducted here at Clemson University on our creeping bentgrass green applications through the summer and then into the fall, and applied every 14 days using a CO2 powered backpack sprayer at 20 gallons per acre, 803 flat fan, and fertility was at 4 pounds of N annually, and I used a 1:1:2 ratio for N, P, and K. Randomized complete block, meter and a half by meter and a half plots, NOVA at 0.05, and we get into my disease rating. I used a grid, had 289 squares, zero would indicate no infection, 289 hits would indicate 100% infection, a turf quality or visual quality of 0 to 9, 0 indicating dead turf and 9 indicating a perfect stand of turf. Applications, study was initiated on July 1st, and applications applied on a 14-day interval. Here's a treatment list, used Headway at a full rate. You can see the rates, AI per 1,000, won't read them all off to save time. Headway at a quarter rate, plus Rhapsody, Headway quarter rate, plus the EcoGuard, Headway quarter rate, Paradigm, Headway quarter rate, Regalia, and also a Dacanil full rate, Dacanil quarter rates, plus Rhapsody, second one plus EcoGuard, plus Paradigm, and plus Regalia. Here's my initial on July 1st, visual quality, and I'll set up these graphs here. They're all going to be the same for visual quality, be on your vertical, 0 to 9, and your treatments along the horizontal axis. On July 1st, everything rated a 3, and my disease incidences, every plot was at 100% infection. And here's just a couple of images of my Headway plots on July 1st. And you can see Headway, kind of my check in the middle, and then my reduced rates in the corners, EcoGuard, top left, Rhapsody, top right, Paradigm in your bottom left, and your quarter rate plus Regalia in the bottom right. Similar picture looking at the Dacanil full rate versus the quarter rates and the full rates of the organic products. July 14th, similar, really no response yet. Maybe Dacanil and Headway might be starting to show some response. Again, visual quality, still at a 3, definitely not acceptable. July 1st, apologize, that's kind of bleached out, but similar image, Headway, full rate in the middle. You have your EcoGuard, and top left, Rhapsody, top right, Paradigm, bottom left, and Regalia at the bottom right. And for whatever reason, it's showing up much clearer on the computer screen. That's still, I apologize for that. Again, Dakinil in the middle, and EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm bottom left, and Regalia in bottom right. Still virtually 100% disease incidence. Get into August 4th, where we finally start to see some differences among the products, and obviously you can see there, Dakinil and Headway, kind of expected, providing the best controls. The Headway plus EcoGuard and Headway plus Paradigm, similar, but still not in the same league as the two synthetics there, Dakinil and Headway. Visual qualities here, Headway, you know, there's closing in on a acceptable rating of 7, and Dakinil was at 6. The rest of them are anywhere between 3.5 to 5 on my visual quality. Here we have, again, your Headway center plot there, EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm Headway bottom left, and Headway and Regalia in the bottom right. Dakinil full rate in the center, your EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm bottom left, and Regalia in the bottom right. Disease incidence here on August 18th. You can see now that your Headway and your Dakinil are well below 10%. EcoGuard plus Headway, Headway plus Paradigm, Headway plus Regalia, starting to, you know, provide maybe adequate control, but still lacking behind your two synthetics. Visual quality, again, Dakinil and Headway at a 7. The Headway plus EcoGuard rated as a 7, and then your Headway and Paradigm and Headway and Regalia between 5.5 and 6, and the rest were well below acceptable levels. Here's a couple images of it, August 18th. Again, your Headway is in the center plot, EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm bottom left, and Regalia in the bottom right. Dakinil in center plot, Dakinil, EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm bottom left, and your Regalia in the bottom right. And here's August 31st, where we have, again, Headway and Dakinil both providing similar control. And now you can see statistically that the Headway and Paradigm, Headway and Regalia, Headway and Rhapsody, Dakinil and EcoGuard are statistically similar. Visual quality, still rated Dakinil and EcoGuard as a little bit under acceptable. Your Headway, Dakinil, Headway plus EcoGuard, Headway plus Paradigm, pretty close to acceptable levels. And here's August 31st. Again, similar setup, Headway in the middle, EcoGuard top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm bottom left, and Regalia bottom right. Dakinil in the middle, full rate. EcoGuard with the quarter rate of Dakinil top left, Rhapsody top right, Paradigm in the bottom left, and Regalia in the bottom right of the screen. And this one, on September 11th, shortly after the August 31st application, we came into a period where we probably had some rain for about a week and a half, and pretty much your ideal situation for disease infection. And it shows, I mean, this is definitely kind of interesting, your Headway and Dakinil provided pretty good residual, whereas your products with reduced rates and the organics definitely had a rebound effect here. Just kind of found it interesting that timing of the product and, you know, if you're going to come into an area with some significant rainfall and optimum conditions, you're probably going to need to look at making a repeat application ahead of when you would initially want to apply. Here's your visual quality readings again. Pretty much the only one that I found acceptable had been headway. Your Dakinil and headway plus EcoGuard were about 5.5. September 11th, here's headway in the middle, headway plus EcoGuard top left, headway and Rhapsody top right, headway Paradigm bottom left, and headway Regalia in the bottom right. Your Dakinil in the center, Dakinil plus EcoGuard top left, Dakinil plus Rhapsody top right, and Dakinil Paradigm bottom left, Dakinil Regalia in the bottom right. So in conclusion, definitely headway and even your Dakinil provided the best control throughout the study, which kind of anticipated. I'm somewhat cautiously optimistic, you know, that headway and EcoGuard, headway and Paradigm, you know, starting at the 18th of August provided similar controls. It's just in a setting where if a manager or turf manager chose to go this route, your forecasting needs to be at a heightened level. You need to make sure that you're following weather patterns, and if you're seeing any prediction for, you know, significant rainfall over a number of days, to make an application prior to, and then I would assume right after, try to maintain control. As the slide showed, definitely appears to be less residual activity with the reduced synthetic fungicide applications with the organic products. So a couple of future research projects I'm going to look into in conjunction with this are some in vitro studies, trying to look at the interaction of these, the pathogen and the control organism, how they achieve control, continue evaluating these field plots for any long-term differences, some additional field trials evaluating rates and timings of products, and also some greenhouse studies to see if there's any physiological effects from either these synthetic or the biological fungicides. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, time for a question. Just a couple questions.
Did I misunderstand in initiating your study, your plots, you started out at 100% power spot?
Yeah, I wanted to look at a curative setting, so I started out at they were at 100% infection, and I wanted to evaluate these products and then controlling or curing that, you know, that disease. In the back.
I noticed that you had some possible promise showing from the headway combination, but how do you know that wasn't just the effect of the headway?
Per se, I don't. I think a lot of that I'm hoping to look into more in some of these in vitro studies where I can look at headways alone in culture, headway in combinations with these products. You know, there's still a lot of research to be done to figure out if it's a very good question. Is it just headway is that good of a product at the lower rates that you're seeing control, or is there any benefit to these biologicals? Yes, sir.
In the setup of your study, did you say 20 gallons per acre was the water carrier volume?
I believe, yes, sir. It was 20 gallons to the acre.
How did you come up with that, the water volume?
It's just the rate I chose, and obviously I probably spraying a fungicide, you may want to go a slightly higher rate at about 40 gallons an acre, and that's probably definitely something to look into as far as.
Could have an impact on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other questions? Well, if not, we're adjourned until this afternoon. Thank you.